picture.
Okay, so I think we have everyone here. Okay, so welcome to Legend Rock. This is one of the most, I guess, important and significant rock art locations, not just in Wyoming or the Bighorn Basin, but really in the Western United States. The majority of the petroglyphs you'll see on this wall here that runs across east to west and facing south is associated with what's called the Dinwoodie tradition. And the Dinwoodie tradition is ancestral Shoshone. As you know, the Shoshone are a tribe of this region. And this tradition has lasted approximately around 6,000 years. And so just before we get into the specifics about this type of rock art, I'll talk about rock art in general. Are we familiar with rock art, with the details? Just so, okay, so I can talk basics then. Okay, so we'll do this kind of classroom style. What are the normal things you find at a rock art location? Just take a guess, anyone. Obvious
caves.
Things.
Animals.
Okay. Even more basic.
Human.
Drawings.
Symbols.
Patterns.
Rock.
Patterns.
Rock. Yeah, rock.
Rock. So you can't make the rock art without the rock. Secondly, and this isn't necessarily global, but certainly in the Americas, another element that you find almost always in association with rock is water. And that's no different here. We have the creek right behind us here. And so this is a very green area, as we can see, relative to the surrounding landscape. So oftentimes, what we have here, and I think we'll need to translate this part into Spanish, I think. Yeah. I'll explain it all later, I guess. One of the really interesting elements about Dinwiddie rock art tradition is that it tells us a lot about how the landscape was understood, the cosmovision in the physicality of the earth. And so what that means is that we have this plane that we're on right now, the earth plane, but there's also an idea of potentially of an underworld or a different dimension. And I'll show examples of how that can be interpreted or understood as we go along here. But oftentimes in the Andes or South America, we have this tripartite world view where you have an underworld of Ugupacha, Kaipacha, this world we're on, and Hananpacha, the world above. And oftentimes in rock art sites, you can see imagery that corresponds to all three of those realms in a single place. That general cosmovision existed in this region, still exists to a certain degree, but the rock art is displayed differently throughout the larger landscape. For example, you won't find representation or references to those three levels all in one spot usually, but you'll find references to an underworld in the lower elevations. And those are oftentimes associated with water creatures. In the middle elevations, you find land creatures, and in the higher elevations, sky creatures, birds, owls, things of that nature. And these aren't direct representations. It's not like a drawing of a fish or something like that. But it's just a reference to the beings that inhabit these ecological tiers, I suppose. And so oftentimes, where the Dinwiddie rock art is located, they are in key access points within the rock to the other world. So, and for example, in the Andean world, you might find it next to like a water spring or a pacarina, as they're called, and that's the access to the underworld. But the access point here oftentimes is the cracks in the rock, and that's sort of like the different dimension. And we can see, and I'll show examples as we go along, the different periods when these images were made. And so we have sort of, we have palimpsests, I guess, where there's superpositioning of imagery. And you can notice the relative chronology from the superpositioning, but also the level of patina that's on the rock. And so these are all, as you can see, these are done in terms of presentation. It's a negative image that's put onto the rock. So these are superficially pecked into the rock to create the negative white image on the black patina surface. And the older the images are, in very general terms, they have darker images. The white part is darker than the newer images because the patina takes time to grow on it. So that's how archaeologists can establish relative chronologies for these images. So we can see here with this panel here, these are here actually are not Dinwiddie. These are called Entoto. And the Entoto images are characterized by usually smaller animals, usually this big, solid bodies, and very, very, very direct representations. It's almost like a drawing in a book or something like that. They're not very abstract. So, and this is what we have here is Dinwiddie and a little bit of Entoto. We even have some pioneer inscriptions on there as well, from presumably the first Westerners that were here. So let's we can move along, and I'll be happy to answer questions as we go, and I'll point out some key things. Mm-hmm.